Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Randy Block. He's CEO of Cattle Facts, and as far as I'm concerned, the highlight of almost any cattle meeting. Cattle Facts has been pretty reliable over the years. Randy, you've done a pretty good job, but forecasting prices is about as hard as forecasting weather, and what I'm hearing from the country is they're optimistic if it could just rain.
Well, it is, Kyle. The weather is difficult to forecast, but quite frankly, we've got a lot better tools there than we did 20 and 30 years ago as well. When you have pioneers like we were fortunate to work with, and most of your listeners knew Dr. Art Douglas that we heard for 45 years at this convention. Art is retired, but he passed his knowledge on, spent a tremendous amount of time with Matt Makins, who now does our long-range weather forecasting, and Matt's a tremendous analyst in his own right. I believe these folks have, they're not perfect, but they can see these weather changes occurring months and months out. Matt had been telling us in here since the fall that by the time we got into the first quarter of 2023, we would start to see this weather pattern moderate. It's been over a 90% probability that we would be in La Nina through most of 2022, which means it's going to be dry and hot. That was certainly right, wasn't it? And you can see the transition started in the Pacific, in the western regions in here in late November, December. We've seen that push now into a little more moisture in the Central Plains on into the east. We actually had some snow in Kansas in those regions. A much higher percentage of the nation is under snowpack today than we've had in years. So the weather pattern is moderating. I think what Matt would say if he was with you right now is that we may not go back to an El Nino, but we're not going to be in a La Nina either. So if we can just take the extremes out, be in a normal weather pattern, we don't have to be in an El Nino, which would be abundant rain. And we'll be in a much, much better place because we won't have that extreme heat and extreme drought that we experienced in 2022.
Well, and with that moisture, the cattle market is primed right now for good times.
Well, it's the key. I mean, it's the key. You know, you wake up and you see the nation's beef cow herd was down 1 million head on the inventory report. That's about what we'd anticipated to be down. But you look at those kind of numbers, you don't see million head declines from or ups or down in most years. So Mother Nature ruled the roost, didn't she? And that should change and change pretty quickly with this moderation in weather patterns.
Well, and truly, we take a lot of tonnage off the market at a time when the market is relatively strong. And kind of set the track for the next, 3, 4, 5 years.
Definitely. You know, you look at it when, from the time we make a breeding decision in the beef industry, we're looking at 24 to 30 months before we can impact the production levels. So I think it's safe to say from 23, 24, 25, the trends are already set. We're going to have higher prices, smaller supplies, and a significant increase in the amount of volatility in these prices on an annual basis. So, first of all, cow-calf producers have to get more profitable. There hadn't been enough profitability there. We think we'll see that segment of the industry finally get a boost and get some profitability, some black ink back in their businesses. That'll pass back to the stocker growers, and we'll be looking at significantly higher prices at the fed cattle level as well, but there just won't be as many cattle to go around. So there'll be tremendous competition for that available feeder cattle and calf supply.
Well, on the other hand, it seems that feed prices have started to moderate a bit.
We are seeing feed prices moderate. Basis is starting to soften a bit. Futures are working just a little bit lower. We need a big corn crop. We think if we can have the acreage increase we'll see this spring, we could easily have corn prices back between $5 and $5.50 a bushel by the time we get to fall. So that would be a significant change. You could take cost of gains from, we look at it in Kansas today, $1.30 to $1.35. We could see Costa gains move back in here to a $1.10, $1.15, somewhere into those areas as we get into fall, if we can see that moderation in basis and futures prices.
That, of course, is Randy Block, he's CEO of Cattle Facts. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.